patient this afternoon.
The name of the patient is William Meyer. The last name is M-E-Y-E-R. This is a clinical case of a 90-year-old white male that has a history of type 2 diabetes that is present for 20 years. The patient denies the presence of coronary artery disease. However, he has had an episode of gastric bleeding. And subsequently develop bilateral DVT. The patient has a IVC filter. During the hospital stay, the patient was with acute kidney injury. I had the opportunity to review the admission to the hospital in January, and there was a mild deterioration of the kidney function, went down in August the 7th of 2023 to an estimated GFR of 39, and in September the 10th, 2023 is 54. The patient was referred to the office for evaluation of the kidney function after the above-mentioned event. A retroperitoneal ultrasound failed to show any signs of kidney atrophy. There was a slight thinning of the cortex as expected, and no evidence of calcification, no evidence of obstruction. Period. The patient has some BPH. The main concern of this patient is the presence of pain in the lower extremities due to the fact that he has the tendency to retain fluid. He was drinking significant amounts of fluid, and lately this intake has decreased. The legs are coming down. The pain is getting better. Period. The patient has a kidney function that is consistent with CKD3A. However, we don't have the evaluation of the urine. There is no quantification of the protein in the urine. And we are going to order the basic laboratory workup in order to make and complete the assessment. Number two. Diabetes mellitus that apparently has been under good control, will reevaluate that condition. Number three, bilateral DVT, status post inferior vena cava filter. Following number, a history of significant gastrointestinal bleed. The most likely situation, peptic ulcer disease. The patient is on pantoprazole. Whether or not the pantoprazole is producing the hypomagnesemia is unknown. We will find out. At this point, I am not going to change the prescription that the patient has because he has been recovering progressively. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, anemia that is most likely associated to iron deficiency, secondary to blood loss. In the plan, we are going to order the basic laboratory workup, and we're going to reevaluate the case right afterwards. Thanks a lot for your kind referral. We spend in the review of the chart 20 minutes, in the face-to-face 20 minutes, in the documentation 7 minutes.